Today from the Ohio Newsroom, more mental health support in schools.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Across the country, rates of anxiety and depression have risen among teens, and Ohio has been no exception. But there's a bright spot. Ohio has more school-based mental health resources than it did 7 years ago. The number of partnerships between community behavioral health centers and schools has more than doubled since 2017. In the last year alone, the state's seen around a 20% increase in these collaborations. Teresa Lample with the Ohio Council of Behavioral Health and Family Service Providers joins us to explain. Hi, Teresa.
I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. We're excited to have you today. So since the pandemic, there has been a lot of focus on youth mental health, and rightfully so. Nearly half of Ohio youth reported experiencing persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness in 2021. How are community behavioral health centers combating these issues in schools?
Community behavioral health organizations, you know, really have risen up to meet the needs of their communities, recognizing kids spend a lot of time in school. And so it's a great place to meet kids where they are and to be able to provide services, connect with their parents, and be able to meet their needs while they're in school so that they can learn and grow and develop. But also know that if something happens outside the school day or the school calendar, that there's someone there they can reach out to for help.
Gotcha. What does that look like in practice? Is it just, you know, adding a counselor at a school, or is there more to it?
So there's more to it than that. So when we're talking about services in schools, we're talking a range of different services. So many times, you know, people may think that it's adding a counselor to do therapy or assessment, or maybe do a crisis response for a student who's experiencing thoughts of suicide or self-harm. But it's also going upstream and providing prevention services. So really teaching kids, you know, concepts around coping and help-seeking behavior and resiliency. So we know life can get hard at times. And so really giving kids the skills to be able to handle adversity.
And we have more of these resources in our schools, but still many Ohio students report not being able to access mental health care. Why is that? What are some of the challenges to providing school-based care?
We just frankly have a shortage of providers. We have a shortage of trained professionals available to meet people's needs. And so that becomes the biggest challenge. You know, accessing mental health care comes with long waiting lists. And so unfortunately, what happens is by the time somebody gets to care, their symptoms have likely increased substantially. So that's the biggest challenge we face, is just having enough professionals and, you know, making visible the work in mental health and substance use as viable careers. And then having students wanting to come in and do, you know, to grow into these professions.
How do you get that message out to young people who might look at a mental health professional salary and not be drawn that way? What's your message for them?
It is challenging with what, you know, the current salaries are. And so that's where, you know, looking at what are payment rates, particularly through all insurance types of payers, and making sure that we're paying for brain health the same way we pay for heart health and we pay for, you know, bone health. You know, as we continue to break down stigma, now we have to break down stigma in our academic institutions and in our payment models so that we're recognizing the same, that this is life-saving care.
That's Teresa Lample. She's with the Ohio Council of Behavioral Health and Family Service Providers. Thank you so much, Teresa, for your time.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.